With SRN News, I'm John Scott. The U.S. economy receives another glimmer of encouraging news as a second measure of inflation trends downward.
The Labor Department has reported its producer price index, which tracks inflation before it hits consumers. It was down 0.4% from February, while the March producer prices are up 2.7% year over year. That figure is actually lower than February's mark of 3.2% and 0.6% lower than economists' projections of a jump. A day earlier, the report on the consumer price index rose, showing just a 2.4% rate of inflation last month compared to a year ago, 0.4% above the Fed's target rate of 2%, and the smallest year-over-year gain since last September. George Williams, Washington.
Also at SRNews.com, an execution scheduled in South Carolina tonight.
42-year-old Michael Motti is scheduled to die by firing squad for the 2004 ambush killing of an off-duty police officer. Motti chose to die by three bullets to the heart instead of lethal injection or the electric chair.
Correspondent Donna Warder says the time of the capital punishment set for just after 6 p.m. Eastern. Michael Motti will be the fifth inmate executed by South Carolina in less than 8 months, as that state makes its way through prisoners who ran out of appeals during an unintended 13-year pause on the death penalty. President Trump's immigration agenda playing out in hearings in key cases. Today in Louisiana, a judge will hear arguments on whether Columbia University activist Mahmoud Khalil should remain in detention while his case plays out. And in Maryland, a judge expected to hear arguments before the Trump administration and lawyers for a man mistakenly deported to El Salvador. The Dow had 620 points, the Nasdaq adding 296. This is SRN News. The Marine Merchant Academy wants Jesus back. SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
2 years ago, complaints by the Military Religious Freedom Foundation prompted the removal of a large painting of Jesus watching over mariners in a lifeboat, which had been on display in the school's administrative building since 1947. It has since languished in the basement. But during a recent speech of the graduating class, Secretary of Transportation Sean Duffy urged the Academy to restore the painting, prompting a standing ovation and cheers from the midshipmen. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
More than a dozen states in the past 2 years have launched or expanded programs that allow families to receive vouchers to send their students to private and religious schools. Now, President Trump wants to supercharge those efforts. In January, the president issued an executive order directing several federal agencies to allow states, tribes, and military families to tap into federal money for school choice opportunities. This is SRN News. A Russian-American woman freed by Russia back in the U.S., her release became part of a prisoner exchange completed as both the U.S. and Russia aimed to repair diplomatic ties.
Russian authorities arrested Ksenia Karolina in a Ural Mountain city back in February of 2024. Authorities convicted the ballerina of treason on charges stemming from her donation of about $52 to a pro-Ukraine charity. But U.S. officials have called this case, quote, absolutely ludicrous, unquote. Karolina became one among a growing number of Americans arrested in Russia in recent years amid tensions over the war in Ukraine.
That's correspondent Andrew Stewart. South Korean opposition leader Lee Jae-myung, widely seen as the frontrunner in a presidential election triggered by the removal of President Yoon Suk-yeol last week, announcing his presidential bid. The election is set for June 3rd. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.